The virus causing Guillain-Barré disease, whatever its clinical form, subclinical, clinical, very virulent, is normally present in the broiler house even before placement of the day-old chicks. However, we don't have any clue about the kind of virus strains present in the house, or about the amount of virus present, that is, viral infectious pressure. The day-old chicks are not equal. Every one of them has a specific amount of circulating maternal antibodies against Guillain-Barré virus. While the level of maternal antibodies is high, the bird is not susceptible to decolonization by the Guillain-Barré virus. However, there will be a time when the maternal antibodies are metabolized to levels in which the birds become susceptible to infection by both the vaccine virus and the field virus as well. Therefore, when titers of maternal antibodies and field infectious pressure are not known, veterinarians face the following crucial questions. How to choose the vaccine strain? What is the appropriate number of doses to be given? And what is the best day to vaccinate the flock? Even when the vaccination program was correctly determined, there still remains one very important doubt. How to be sure that all broilers will receive a complete dose of the vaccine at the right moment? Thanks to a new technology perfected during several years at Seva Filaxia Laboratories, Seva Animal Health will present now its new poultry vaccine, Sevac Transimmune IBD. Sevac Transimmune IBD totally changed the usual difficulties in regard to vaccination against Guillain-Barré disease. This is accomplished through its innovative technology. This vaccine is made of antigen-antibody complexes. The vaccine virus strain Winterfield 2512 is bound to specific and protective antibodies in an antigen-antibody complex. Because of its unique formulation, the antigen-antibody complexes present in the vaccine are quite stable, and in this way offering appropriate protection to the vaccine virus. These complexes are presented in a totally soluble, freeze-dried form. Usual problems with drinking water vaccination in the farm do not exist anymore. With Sevac Transimmune IBD, one single dose administered in ovo or subcutaneously is enough to protect the broiler throughout its life. Sevac Transimmune IBD was developed for the main objectives of individual administration by injection, in contrast to mass vaccination via drinking water. Single dose administration in contrast with multiple vaccination in the field, and hatchery administration in contrast to vaccination in the field. While the vaccine virus of a traditional vaccine is eliminated by the circulating maternal antibodies, in Sevac Transimmune IBD, the vaccine virus is protected by the complex formed with specific antibodies. From these complexes, then, the vaccine virus is gradually released into the bird's blood circulation. After vaccination with Sevac Transimmune IBD, either in ovo or subcutaneously, the antigen-antibody complexes enter the bird's blood circulation. Upon reaching the spleen and thymus, these complexes are captured by the follicular dendritic cells present in those organs. The antigen-antibody complexes bound to the follicular dendritic cells are not permanently stable. With time, the specific antibodies will detach from the complex and the viral particles are then released intact in the blood circulation. However, If there still are circulating maternal antibodies, the vaccine virus will be rapidly identified and neutralized by cells of the immune system. As time passes, the level of maternal antibodies diminish through natural metabolization. In this way, the vaccine virus released from the antigen-antibody complexes will be free to reach the bursa of Fabricius and initiate colonization and multiplication. As with any other vaccine virus, the viral antigen of CEVAC transmune IBD will actively multiply in the bursa of Fabricius. This multiplication will then give the start for the cascade of events involved in a classic immune response, which will culminate in production and release in the blood circulation of protective antibodies against Gumboro disease. Finally, the technology behind CEVAC transmune IBD allows the vaccine virus to totally maintain its characteristics until the appropriate moment for the induction of an active immune response. The vaccinated broiler will be protected for its entire life against all forms of Gumboro disease after just a single dose administration in the hatchery.